Well, Caleb mentioned I was in a police car yesterday. That would be correct.
In what portion of the police car might be
what
the
did you do wrong this time, Hillary?
Okay. My daughter, too, asked me at one point yesterday, so they're going to escort you out of the county, Mom? What is it with I was in the front seat the whole time. Thank you. Okay, I don't know. I think a lot of you know this. Maybe some of you don't. I am also in one of the weird hats I wear. I am a City of Altoona Police and Fire Commissioner, which is a tremendous honor and a fascinating position, I think, which is why it's probably a good fit for me.
Is that why you make us salute you every time? No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Click the heels together.
That's why I make call you call me ma'am. Me?
Yes.
No, I'm kidding. So as part of that, I decided to go along on a ride-along with one of our fine Altoona active duty officers. So I went on a ride-along yesterday. I got to do this yesterday from like 10:30 to 5. It was tremendous, and Officer Mike was very professional and kind and gracious. I mean, I think he probably is to all of the commissioners, but he was to the citizens that we interacted with as well. And what a tremendous experience. What a great job that they do out there every day. Can I say, when there is a dusting of snow, people just slow down.
They should, or they did?
They just need to, and they don't. It's like those dustings of snow is when people are like, oh, it's not bad, I can just drive. And then everyone gets in accidents and goes in the ditch.
I've always felt so bad for everyone on the Altoona PD because it seems like inevitably River Prairie, there's always 53 by River Prairie. That's always where the accidents are. So let's just remember that and
slow down.
We
actually got to close one of the ramps yesterday onto 53. Yes.
Wow.
I was in that squad car sitting there as they cranked that arm down. I was like, wow. This is It was very interesting. And I have so much respect for these officers and everything that they do every day. So we did that kind of stuff. He got to go out to the range and do a little firearms training.
Nice.
Which was quite interesting as well. So, yeah, fascinating. I loved it.
Interesting experience.
It was great.
Did you get a selfie with him?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
I think that he totally would have been
game. I wasn't sure if that was unprofessional.
But, I mean, like, I'm a commissioner, and so, like, I was just really trying to make him comfortable with this whole thing, too. So. Okay, we're into January. It's January 18th, so we're more than 2 weeks into the new year and resolutions, and some of you are still hanging in there, and I am so proud of you.
You're bare-knuckling it, but you're doing your best.
I'm so proud of you. So here's what I came across. Are you using the treadmill correctly? So this is going to help you out. Are you holding onto the handrail so hard that your knuckles are turning white? If you are, you need to slow down your pace because then you're forcing your body into an uncomfortable position, potentially straining your muscles.
Okay.
A death grip on cardio machines like treadmills, stair climbers, also that burns fewer calories.
Oh.
So because your legs don't have to work as hard when you lean on the machine. To ensure proper form, you should stand tall on a treadmill, pump your arms. If you feel you need to hold on to other cardio machines, do so while you're maintaining good posture, centered body, heads up, relaxed shoulders.
Is that how you do it?
Oh, totally.
We don't have a treadmill anymore.
It's been a long time since I've been on it.
Like a burned out husk of a machine in our garage.
Sad.
Because I was using it and I broke it.
Oh.
Like it burned out while I was using it. And that was sort of the impetus for probably should do this low carb, low sugar thing for a while. Try to drop a few LBs. So.
Yeah, so the other thing is a lot of gyms have people that are very knowledgeable that can show you how to properly use the equipment. So, I mean, by all means, you can ask them, hey, how does this look? You know, am I doing this right? Don't be embarrassed because, you know what, they would rather come over and help you and show you how to do it right than watch you do it wrong.
I've been a weekend workout guy, and again, the week's just so busy, and I'm tired at the end of the day, but I found that the pre-core, you burn more calories if your arms are moving and your feet are pumping, as opposed to just the biking, so that would be my 2 cents worth.
Right.
But there's a challenge, because there's the Super Bowl around the corner, and there's football, and there's snacking. What do you do with all that?
Every holiday is a food and candy holiday.
Everything in moderation.
Because we just got through Christmas, and now the Super Bowl's coming, and then it's Valentine's Day, and then it's Easter, and then we're into parade season.
You forgot St. Patrick's Day.
Well, but parade season, your kids bring home every piece of candy that falls on the ground, which is contrary to everything you teach them. But, candy
tough.
In the street, let's eat it. Then it's Halloween again, and oh my goodness, every day's a candy day.
How bad do you want it?
Keep on keeping on. We're with you.
All right, so it turns out today is actor Kevin Costner's 64th birthday.
Wow. Also Jason Gray's birthday, too, from Mark Everwood.
So, yeah, oh, I love Jason.
He's younger than 64.
A little bit.
And, yeah, Kevin's an Academy Award-winning director and actor, born on this day in 1955. He's been in a lot of movies, and how familiar are you with his movie list?
Not so much.
We'll see. Okay.
All right. So, I don't know. Hillary, right before we went on the air, was mentioning that the first movie she saw with her husband was a Kevin Costner movie.
Yes. The very first movie we ever saw together was Dances with Wolves.
And that's the only thing. That's the only frame of reference that I have of Kevin Costner. Like, yeah, that movie with the wolves.
That's the only one you
knew. Okay. So, we'll figure it out. Okay.
All right. So, we're going to try to do this. Basically, here's the way it's going to work. I've got a bunch of Kevin Costner movies in front of me. I'm taking Dances with Wolves off the list.
Okay.
Sorry,
yeah, no, that's fine.
But we're down to about 15. And then I've got other movies that are either real movie titles that Kevin wasn't in or I just completely made it up.
Okay.
And so you have to tell me when I'll give you two movies and you've got to answer me. Should we say which one was a Kevin Costner?
Which one was?
Yeah,
okay.
And you should do it.
So it's me against Hillary and we will ring in like so.
Right.
We have a bell.
So I got a C and an H keeping score. All right, here we go.
All right. Kay.
Are we ready? Here we go. All right, from the top here, Kevin Costner was in Kramer versus Kramer or Man of Steel?
Kramer versus Kramer.
He was in Man of Steel.
Really?
Yeah, Man of Steel.
Oh.
That's the Superman movie, isn't it?
Was.
That was Henry Cavill.
He's the dad. So. He plays the dad.
Oh.
Yeah. All right.
Wow. Okay.
Do I lose points when I answer wrong?
No.
Oh, you just don't get one.
Well, maybe we should. No, I don't know.
Well, because otherwise I could just ring every. I think I should be negative points, technically. I think I'm
negative.
All right,
we're
going to give you checks and pluses. Okay.
Okay.
Mr. Brooks or Time to Fly?
I do know that one, Mr. Brooks.
You got it. All right.
I don't know why, but I do.
So you're up to zero now? You're back to zero.
You're back to zero.
I'm even.
He's quick on the bell.
Okay.
All right. The Sting or The Guardian?
The Sting.
No, The Guardian.
I was going to say The Guardian.
Oh.
All right, she's minus one.
That's Paul Newman was in The Sting.
Yeah, that was a movie.
We just watched that movie, too.
All right. Kevin Costner in I Love You or The Upside of Anger? Nobody's guessing.
Pass.
Yes.
The Upside of Anger?
Yes.
Oh, hey, you're back even.
You're back to zero. Okay.
Great movie.
Kevin Costner, was he in The Used or Rumor Has It?
I'm just sitting so tenuously at zero. Rumor has it.
You got it.
All right. Plus one.
Caleb is plus one. All right. Here we go. Kevin Costner, the actor whose birthday it is today, was he in 5-Year Engagement or Open Range?
We're both. Hillary's reaching for the bell.
Open Range?
You got it.
Oh,
I was
going to
say that too, so cool.
I've never heard of that.
All right. Can't fool you guys.
Well done.
Was he in Diary of a Wimpy Kid or 3,000 Miles to Graceland?
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
No.
He's the dad.
Oh,
it was 3,000 Miles to Graceland, that one. Yes.
Say hello to zero again. All right. Kevin Costner, was he in Harlem or JFK?
JFK.
Yes.
Kay.
Oh, man.
Hillary's at two. All right. Hang in. There's a
Is Harlem like that Harlem Shake thing that everybody was
doing? I just kind of made that up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's good.
All right. It's got to sound like a movie. You know?
Right? Okay. Yeah.
Field of Dreams or Cheaper by the Dozen?
I won it.
Field of Dreams.
Yeah, we were fighting over that one. Oh, we got the cord.
That's
stuck
one
in
of
Cheaper by the Dozen.
Field of Dreams,
though,
but
Martin,
yeah.
So. There's a line in that movie that people from the Hawkeye State love because it's like, "Is this heaven? No, it's Iowa."
Iowa.
So, all right,
that movie. Them, yeah. Okay.
The $1 Million Man or 13 Days? Nobody.
This is $1 Million Baby. It's $1 Million Man.
$1 Million Man.
No, I made that one up. 13 days. So you're back to two.
You were good at making up movies,
He's
Mark.
He's really good at this.
You know what? Ted DiBiase, a wrestler, was called the $1 Million Man. It's his birthday today. So I
can't. Happy birthday, Ted.
Yeah, there we go. He's a Christian, from what I know. All right, we got five left, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Caleb, you still got time. You're down by two. Kevin Costner, was he in The Flame or The Untouchables?
The Untouchables.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, she's up.
Slow on the bell there.
Caleb needs a comeback.
I do.
All right, get out the Danny Gokey song. Was Kevin in Robin Hood or Zorro?
Robin Hood.
Yes.
Oh, good one.
Here comes the comeback.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Also, three to go. Was he in Dodgeball or The Bodyguard?
Oh.
Yes.
Caleb won.
I don't know. I just want to ring the bell.
Okay.
Dodgeball.
No, he was in The Bodyguard.
I don't know what that movie is.
He was just quicker.
It was like with Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You. Yeah. And the... Oh, my goodness, that's a classic.
All right, we finish it
up.
Okay,
what do we got?
All right, I'm
Caddyshack way behind or
now.
Wyatt Earp?
Wyatt Earp.
Yes.
Yeah, she knew that one.
And the final one to finish it off, Wimbledon or Message in a Bottle?
Oh, I know this
Wimbledon.
One. Message in a Bottle.
I think Wimbledon was that movie with the girl from Spider-Man. The original Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire, Kirsten Dunst.
Okay.
I think. Not that that helped.
Caleb was telling us the truth when he said he wasn't real up to date on Kevin.
I think I finished below zero.
I got a bunch of them wrong, too, though.
Right.
So,
but
yeah.
You finished with about four.
All right. I got four. He got negative one.
For
this
humoring
is fun.
Us.
Great job, Mark and Hillary.
Good job, Mark.
I guess I have some movies to watch.
The Bodyguard, for
Start
sure.
With Robin Hood.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.